told you to wait, but no. You had to be a reckless little hotshot. They were probably watching you the whole time. Must have been like shooting fish in a barrel for them. And how did that work out for you? Judging the amount of blood you're losing and the fact that you are still not conscious, I'm gonna take a leap and say not great. Next time, you could be a little bit more considerate and maybe get shot after a supply run. Or at the very least, leave your bag with me so it doesn't get swiped by raiders. At least your bag had a stocked med kit. I've only got less than half of a med kit. One more bandage pack. No sterilizers. And fuck, no painkillers. That's gonna be fun for you when you wake up. Can't stay here long. I've got to get you back to base somehow. We've only got a couple hours till sundown, and as much as I like a challenge, the odds of us getting stranded with me being the only conscious means of protection between us and however many biters are going to surface once it gets dark are not odds I would like to take. Plus, I'd like to put some distance between us and those raiders. Probably waiting for a chance to try to liberate my bag, too. And even if I needed to, we don't have enough ammo to hold them off for long. We definitely can't stay quartered in this lovely little shack here. And if nothing else, the Federation drones patrol here at dusk, and they aren't too fond of our little group. God, your timing on almost getting yourself killed really is atrocious. Wish you'd wake up. Usually I can't get you to shut up. Not used to you being this silent. It's eerie. I swear to God, you'd better not die or I'm gonna kill you myself. You hear me? Do you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me. But I am not losing another person. I am definitely not losing you. Check that wound. Damn it! Would you stop bleeding already? Girls are gonna smell you from a mile away and then we think we've opened up a damn blood buffet. Hold on. Okay. If you can hear me, do not bleed through this pack. You hear me? This is the last relatively clean thing that I have to jam in there. An infection is the last thing you need right now. So hold on. Shh, shh, shh. Sorry. I know it's gotta hurt. But if I don't keep pressure on this, I'm gonna become a statistic. On the bright side, it'd probably be hurting a hell of a lot more if you weren't still passed out right now, so small favors. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, I need you to try, okay? You have to fight this, understand? And if you see a bright light, you turn the hell away and you run in the opposite direction, okay? I don't care what it takes. You are gonna pull through this, you hear me? I'm doing my best for you. But damn it, fixing things isn't exactly in my skill set, you know? Please, please stop fucking bleeding. God, you need to wake up. I am so out of my depth here, hothead. And you have really done a number on yourself this time. I barely know basic first aid. And at the very least, this needs like a level 2 healer. Bare minimum. I can't lose you. I can't do it. We have lost too much. We have been through too much together for you to bleed out in a filthy tool shed from a lucky raider shot, okay? That is not happening. Not on my watch. You are too important to me. You are my partner. You're my best friend, and I love you. And you're also an idiot. Believe me, we will get more into that once you are patched up and you actually wake up. And you will wake up. Is that clear? You don't get a choice. You are going to wake the fuck up and you are going to be okay. Got you, okay? Idiot, I've got you. Got your back. And once you are patched up, I'm gonna keep a healer on standby, because once you are okay, I am going to beat the shit out of you for putting me through this, and then you're really gonna need medical assistance once I have finished with you. Okay. Bleeding's finally slowing down. About time you listen to me. Just keep that in there. An eye on it. Well, get your hair out of your face, damn hothead. What did I ever see in you, huh? You make my life an absolute misery. And while I would never admit this while you were conscious, you also make it worth living. We're literally surviving in an apocalypse, and you're still the most smiley, annoyingly optimistic person I know. You haven't let it harden you. Stayed kind. You balance out my more pessimistic nature. Make reckless choices, and I'll always give you hell for it, but I care about you. I'm sorry I don't show it as well as you do, but I do care about you. You drive me crazy, yet you keep me sane, make me smile. The best thing that's happened to me since the world went to shit, and I am not gonna lose you. Especially not before I tell you what I've wanted to say for a really long time. I can only imagine if you were awake right now how much shit you'd give me for all of this. But plus side of you being knocked out, besides the blissful silence for once, is that you can't backsass me, so I can be the soft one for once. You know, it's ironic. You're always the one reassuring me that everything's gonna be alright. And I guess now it's my turn. So since you won't remember, Hey, stay still, Sleeping Beauty. Welcome back to the land of the living. What? Did I mean it? How much did you hear? Oh.